Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's going to be a good day when your first guest brings you in a book.
Yeah.
State Representative Holly Rader is in studio with us. She brought us the name of her book called Cinder Girl. Welcome, Representative. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and thank you so much for having me on.
So what's Cinder Girl about?
So Cinder Girl is my memoir, and it is something that I started writing several years ago after I won my seat in the House. And, you know, in just normal debate, and actually on PDMP, which is a bill that I carried.
And PDMP did what?
So that was a prescription monitoring program, which allows our physicians to be able to see what medications their patients are on. Now, electronic medical records have been around forever,
yep.
And that's what this is. But it was something that we were the only state that didn't have it. And when I came into office, growing up in addiction and experiencing it as a mother with a child who struggled also, you know, I wanted us to get the prescription drug monitoring program. I had personal stories and could talk about that on the floor. And the more I talked about my personal life, people were like, wow, you know, wanting to hug me. And I'm like, well, I don't need a hug. I mean, I'm just showing what a lot of people are dealing with.
Right.
And so, but some of the comments and just the misunderstanding made me really realize it was time to write my memoir and hopefully to give people with power to make effective change a view of what it truly looks like.
State Senator Holly Rader is our guest. She's from Sykeston, Missouri. She recently announced, I guess this week, that she's running for lieutenant governor in 2024 as a Republican in the primary for that what will be an open seat. Your personal story is very compelling, and you write about it in Cinder Girl, growing up on America's fringe. Talk about the lifestyle, the addictive lifestyle that you came out of and succeeded through.
Yes, so I've been very blessed. My mother struggled with mental illness her whole life, and I talk about that in the book and kind of where a lot of that came from. And but single mother, you know, I grew up in trailer parks across, I've lived California to Florida, but I was born in Memphis, spent my youngest years in Dallas, and we traveled since then. From the end of my third grade to the beginning of my 10th grade, I had moved over 30 times.
Wow.
And, you know, when things would go south for Mama, she would just say, pack up. And we would pack up. You know, we'd only had a couple boxes worth of stuff. And we'd hop a Greyhound bus and we'd go to the next place. And that was life for me. I grew up in drug addiction, sexual violence, horrific domestic violence. And so that was the world that I came from. At 15, I had to quit school to help take care of my mother and little sister. We'd been in a really bad car accident. And I also, at 15, had her sign the papers to allow me to marry my 21-year-old boyfriend.
Wow.
So at 15, I was a high school dropout, married, and then pregnant. And I had my daughter at 16, and I really had to look around and say, this is not the life I want to give her. I don't want her to grow up in this same situation and us continue this.
And now you're in the state Senate.
And now I'm in the state Senate.
And you're running
Senate.
For lieutenant governor.
And I am running for lieutenant governor.
What was the trigger point for you when things turned?
You know, when things turned and I knew I needed to get out, it was when one of my stepdads was a drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And he beat my mother to where there were many times I didn't know that she would live. And he was chasing her with a knife around the trailer park, the outside of the trailer park. I had run to the next trailer park and called the law. They had gotten there, and they saw him with the knife up, you know, chasing her. And they got him in the car, and as he was driving off, and my mother was, you know, hysterical and in tears, and other people in the trailer park were consoling her, and I knew that she would go bail him out.
Mm.
And I thought, I can't do it anymore.
Mm.
I just can't do it anymore. And that's when I asked her to sign the papers for me to marry my boyfriend when I turned 15. I was about a month from being 15, which was the legal age at that time, with one parent signature.
Wow. And how'd you end up in Sykeston?
So my mother was from Sykeston.
Oh, okay.
And my daddy was from just south of there, New Madrid County.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we always ended back up in Sykeston. We would move off, and then when that would go south, whether we were in, you know, Elkhorn Valley, California, or Winter Park, Florida, or Houston, Texas, when that would go south, you know, we'd go back to Sykeston, try it again, and then head back somewhere else within a couple of months.
So you served 8 years in the Missouri House of Representatives. You're 3 years into your first term in the state Senate. Now you're running for lieutenant governor. That's a big task. So here's Holly Rader from Sykeston, Missouri, and she's going to be traversing all across the state. How do you see this campaign for lieutenant governor shaping up, and are you excited to do it? You must be.
I'm very excited to do it, and I love my job in the Senate. And I've really been able to affect change in the House with PDMP. It took me 9 years to get that passed. And then in the Senate, you know, I've worked on some changing some wonderful laws for sexual violence, domestic violence that have needed to be done. But our mental health issues as a state, our lack of mental health workers and people in the pipeline, we've been talking for 10 years about normalizing mental health needs. They're the same as your physical health needs. But when you reach out for an appointment, it's 2 or 3 months off unless you're in a crisis situation. And so those are the things that I needed to look to see. I'm not in politics for a career. I mean, I was successful in the business world. I was a business owner for 17 years. I've done it at home. I'm in politics to affect change and to help people's lives. And so the lieutenant governor spot, I think, gives me a bigger platform to delve into something that I'm passionate about, like mental health.
Senator, you have been affected by so many issues that affect everyone in the state of Missouri. Opioid, I think everyone knows someone or of someone who's dealt with opioids and an opioid crisis,
right.
Sexual abuse. Here you find yourself in the big city of St. Louis, and you're out campaigning. Gun violence is a huge problem in this area. And in particular, a lot of the legislation being passed by your party and Jefferson City continues to put St. Louis in a really bad spot. You probably saw it on the news last night. Where are you at on the Second Amendment, and are you open to allowing folks in the St. Louis area to have some more restrictive gun laws?
I'm not. I'm very much pro-Second Amendment, and my thoughts on that is that we need a behavioral health specialist in every single school in this state. We need to be able to see what's happening in these babies' lives before they get to that critical situation. And instead of removing children from their homes because maybe their lights have been cut off and we put them into the foster care system, maybe we need to pay a power bill and help that family that's in a critical situation.
I like that. I like what you're saying. But at the same time, you probably saw it on the news last night. We have people walking down the streets with automatic weapons in downtown St. Louis from legislation passed by the Republicans.
I didn't see that, but
failed
I do
policy?
Know that that's legal.
Isn't this failed policy that's being pushed?
I think that we should be able to bear arms. I do.
And so the lieutenant governor's office has a few enumerated. You would preside over the Senate.
Right.
You've got veterans care under your purview, senior citizens.
Yes.
And tourism.
And tourism.
I think. So let's talk about our veterans for a minute. A lot of debate about veterans health care, access to health care. What's the state right now of veterans health care and access in the state of Missouri?
You know, we have a wonderful veterans home down in Southeast Missouri, and we have a wonderful veterans hospital that just is just a couple of years old. And we definitely do not do enough for our veterans. One of the things that I've been working on, hopefully it'll get passed this year. This 2023 was our first year to have it, but was allowing a pilot program for our veterans for psilocybin. And so that's something that some other states have done, and our veterans with PTSD that are having deep depression and a lot of mental health issues have found some really help in where normal pharmaceuticals hasn't worked for them. Psilocybin in a controlled setting has worked for them. And so that's, for example, one of the things. And then homelessness.
Is that mushrooms?
I mean, it is.
Okay.
It is. It is.
I remember those from Mizzou.
It's a controlled setting with a therapist.
That's fascinating.
You know, and there's been this has been going on for several years across the U.S. and with great results.
State Senator Holly Rader is our guest. She's a candidate for lieutenant governor in Missouri. She'll be on the ballot in August of 2024.
Where can people find more information about you?
www.hollyrader.com.
Spell Rader.
And that's R-E-H-D-E-R.
Well, we wish you the best of luck as you traverse the state of Missouri and raising that money and doing what you got to do to get elected. You've got quite a story to tell.
Yeah, it is quite a story. I'm looking forward to reading this book. It's called Cinder Girl, Growing Up on America's Fringe, a memoir by State Senator Holly Thompson Rader of Missouri. She's a candidate for lieutenant governor of Missouri. Best wishes to you, Holly.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all having me on.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.